Hello, everyone, and welcome to Link Ahead, the City of Dublin podcast. I'm Bruce Edwards, Digital Brand Manager for the City of Dublin.
And I'm Lindsay Weisenauer, Director of Communications and Public Information. And it's the most wonderful week of the year in Dublin, Ohio, USA.
I thought you were going to sing that line. No, it's tournament week, all right. And you know we have to ask, do you golf, Lindsay?
Absolutely not. You know me. I do not have the patience nor the talent to golf. But on a sports note, I'm glad you brought this up because I do want to update our loyal listeners from way back on episode one that you and I have now played pickleball.
Yes, we have played pickleball. We have not mastered pickleball yet.
No, yeah, playing pickleball is actually a pretty loose phrase there. It was quite embarrassing for me. I don't know how many times I swung and just completely whiffed.
Well, but I will defend you there because you are an avid tennis player. That racket is how much bigger than a paddleball racket?
I don't know, a little bit bigger.
You will get the hang of it.
Well, thanks for giving me an out there. So, but how about you? I feel like I've never heard you talk about golf, but you seem like you'd be good at it.
There's a reason I don't talk about golf because I do not play golf. And I respect the sport of golf because it is amazing to see people up there. It's not like a team sport where you're out there with, you know, nine other guys and everyone's looking at everyone. Everyone's looking at you. And then when you mess up, everyone is watching you mess up. So I never took to golf.
Well, that's true. But we all know the Memorial Tournament is about much more than the golf. So let's bring in today's guest, Executive Director of the Memorial Tournament presented by Workday, Dan Sullivan. Dan, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And you know why we brought you here today, right? To talk about pickleball.
Absolutely. Where do we start?
I heard you're pretty good at it.
Oh, I love it. I always say to everyone, I'm going to turn pro in 1 year. Just give me 1 year of being out there playing every day.
All right. Well, hey, you are welcome to come to the courts next to City Hall anytime, although I will not be challenging you to a game anytime soon.
By the way, I do love your pickleball courts in Dublin. They're tremendous.
They are. Really good. They're good. Yeah. And like I said, they're always so busy. People love them. So, well, I have to say, people are so excited about the tournament this year. After a couple of COVID years, things are back to pre-pandemic levels. Talk about how this feels for you all at the tournament.
Part of it is we got to remind ourselves on how to put on a full out golf tournament since it's been since 2019. It feels tremendous. It feels like kind of the veil has been lifted on us or the gray has been lifted and we're able to do exactly what we want to do and allow people to come out here and enjoy themselves without restriction, without us communicating one rule or another on them. I always have to qualify by saying if somebody wants to wear a mask, they're invited to.
Absolutely.
But otherwise, we are open for business and we're based on the amount of interest, the amount of communication, amount of just volume out there. I think it's going to be a really big week.
Despite the pandemic, you guys still managed to bring in the world's best golfers to Muirfield Village in 2020 and 2021. Can you just talk a little bit about what that experience was like the last couple of years?
Yeah, I joked in 2020, it felt like we were putting on a junior golf tournament because no fans here and the guys were wearing shorts early in the week and there was nothing going on other than them out there practicing. It was surreal in a lot of ways in 2020 to put on two tournaments back to back. Really proud moment though for all of us to pivot like that and be able to unfortunately tell thousands of people they couldn't come, but then invite the world's best to come here in a safe environment, play for 2 weeks, ensure that they're able to compete at the highest level, create some great television content, and then work to figure out on how to unveil in 2021 only to, you know, just wait it out more and more. And if you remember back a year ago, the governor did not lift the restrictions until the Wednesday of the Memorial. So that was great in a lot of ways, but it was also restrictive because we really couldn't go out and promote and communicate that we were open for business and many corporations weren't ready to entertain. So we didn't limp into 2021. We had a great year, but it wasn't full on. And so those 2 years taught us a lot about that we can do a lot and we can change in a minute's notice and we can put on great tournaments, whatever size and scope they are. But we all wish for the same thing, which is to have it fully open.
Yeah, you did an exceptional job. It was really, really impressive.
Thank you.
So, Dan, I confess I LinkedIn stalked you just a little bit before this podcast.
Yikes.
And is this right? You've been with the tournament for 20 years?
I think 20 plus.
20 plus,
so,
okay.
So, quick history. I was a bartender and waiter here in 1986.
Got to start somewhere.
That's yeah, right.
And then I was an intern in 87. Then I left for 4 years or 5 years and then came back in 92. And then from there on, sales and marketing became the director in 20. And that's what you're referring to on the 20 years
wow.
of being the director for the tournament. And loved every minute of it. Have a great team that have, we have really fortunate to have a team that loves doing what they do and have been here for many, many years. And I think our average tenure for our staff is over 12, maybe 13 years.
Wow.
And that's significant in event management world and golf world. That means they love being a part of this event, love being a part of the community and a part of the team.
Right. Well, what a great job. Why would you want to leave?
Right.
Now, Bruce, he brought up being, I think he said bartender and waiter.
Yeah.
Is this where we ask him if he made those world famous milkshakes?
Yeah. I did. Way
did
back
did
when.
You really?
Oh, we yes. need to get us one of those.
Uh-huh. Is that a recipe committed to memory or is that?
It's locked away and not allowed to be told to anybody.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. We tried, Lindsay. We tried.
Yeah. Maybe on the next episode.
Right.
All right. Dan, in that time that you've been here, is there any year that sticks out as like your favorite year?
You know, I was, I think my first year, I will tell you this, my first year as an intern in 87, this will sound odd to you, but I was able to work the 87 Memorial and 87 Ryder Cup. Mm. And in that span, working the Memorial tournament, I'd come to it for years. I actually was a volunteer on a scoreboard when I was in seventh grade, with a school project. So that year I had a chance to experience things that I never thought I would. And I caught the bug early
right.
and I thought, all right, well, this is kind of, I love sports. I love marketing, advertising, sales. Let's put them all together and try to make a run at this. And I was able to accomplish that. I would say that the one that I'm going to walk away with is 2020, that we're amazed to be able to do what we did. Be able to stand up the tournament in a way that people were proud of and look to the future, but also realize that in a moment that no one ever expected, we were able to pull it off.
Wow. That's outstanding.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about your job. What does the executive director of a world renowned PGA Tour tournament do?
Everything, right? I mean, with the team, we do everything. So it's managing the business side of the equation, right? So making sure that the Memorial Tournament is a viable entity and focused on revenue, focused on expenses, focused on making sure the community gets benefit out of the tournament. So that's our connection to Nationwide Children's Hospital at the top, but so many other charities within the community. Making sure that we're creating a product that everyone wants to be a part of, starting with players, volunteers, spectators, sponsors, that we look at all of them as really important stakeholders or constituents that we pay attention to. And if we fail on one of them, then the balance of success is going to be tipped over. And so we spend all year paying attention to every aspect of this tournament and paying attention to the little things that hopefully come out as a big win during tournament week. And so, you know, in a snapshot, it's, a lot of it's business, but it's also a lot of the stuff that no one knows anything about is to make sure that it's all in the right place and producing a tournament that everyone can be proud of.
Now, a lot of people see the tournament taking place over the course of a week and they don't fully appreciate how far in advance planning begins.
Yeah.
So when does planning start for you and your team?
Well, we just started planning for next year from a sales perspective. So we started thinking about,
of course,
we started thinking about what we did this year and how we were successful and how we're going to use tournament week to make sure that everyone knows where we're going and what new ideas that we have. And that'll be more verbal. And then after the tournament, we'll go out to the community and start presenting those ideas. So immediate and constant, and it's ever evolving. And people will look at the Memorial. I will say this, and this is our 47th year. They'll look at it as, hey, they do the same thing every year and they do it really well. And that's great to hear people say, but that's untrue because behind the scenes, we've changed a ton. And we change a ton every year. But to the outward looking, it looks the same and acts the same, and that's what we want.
We are constantly evolving. And I know from the City of Dublin standpoint, we couldn't be more proud to host the Memorial Tournament each year. Our city council eagerly sponsors this event each year, participates, does the whole fan experience. Can you talk a little bit about the importance of your relationship with the city?
Yeah, I'm going to say it's one of the more unique ones within our industry, within professional golf. The City of Dublin is fully integrated into what we do. It starts with ongoing conversations throughout the year. We see each other in the community. We're working. We have like-minded thoughts on making sure that the Memorial is not just a 1 week out of the year tournament. And then as we get closer and closer, just the ability for us to reach out into the community and do more and more. And I focus on Bridge Park and in Old Dublin because or Historic Dublin, because we want our guests, we want our players, our caddies, our media, all the fans that come in to be able to walk off this golf course and do other things. And what Dublin is presents every single year is evolving itself and tremendous. So we're really fortunate to have the backdrop of Dublin for the Memorial Tournament. The growth of Dublin has gone right along with the Memorial Tournament, right? So when we started in 76, were there 500 people in town?
Right? Less than 1,000.
Yeah. Less than 1,000. Right. And now you're over 50,000. And we think that Dublin and the Memorial grew up together on that. And maybe we helped each other get there. And I think bigger things are ahead for both the city and the tournament. And then how Dublin engages with us on site, right? Being a part of us. From a media perspective, being a part of us with entertaining guests, just being visible out at the tournament, really important. I'd be remiss in not saying that Dublin PD is incredibly important to us and how they partner with us every year to make sure that everyone's having a great time, but they're doing it in a way that's going to be safe and secure. And Dublin PD helps with all the other uniformed police around the community and really critical for us. And so everyone within Dublin, from services to uniform security to fire to communications, everyone has been a great partner for many years.
Dan, you kind of touched on this. The Memorial has been hosted in Dublin for over four decades now, but a lot of people may not know the history. Can you tell us the story of why the tournament was first brought here?
Yeah, so it goes back to 1966, Jack Nicklaus at the Masters with four or five of his friends. Jack is enamored with Masters and Augusta National, and thought to himself, now he was 28 at the time, thought to himself that I want to bring something like this back to my hometown. And they started working on a concept of golf course, where in town, where that golf course go. Jack happened to spend his youth out here with his dad, traipsing through the woods and hunting and hanging out when it was obviously nothing out here. And so that started the thought. Took until 1974 for the golf course to be built. They had to assemble the land and make sure they got all the plans ready. So now fast forward, Jack's up to 34, if I have my math right there. And so opens at 34, the tournament in 76. He always had in his mind that he wanted to bring a world-class golf course and a world-class tournament to his hometown. And then along the way, he and Barbara had five children. One of the children had a health concern. So it was down at H1 Children's. And so at the time they said, if they were in the position to do something for charity, they would want to do it with kids in mind. And so that's how the relationship with Nationwide Children started back, predated the Memorial in 76. It was actually 74.
Wow.
And charity and community play such a major role in the tournament's mission. Talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. From the beginning, like I just said, it's, so golf tournaments are unique in the world of professional sports, where at the center of each one of them, there's a commitment to give back to charity. And it doesn't matter what size the professional golf tournament is, there's some funds going back to charity. And the Memorial, had that commitment early on, established a relationship at the time with Columbus Children's Hospital and now Nationwide Children's, and started this, relationship of focused on children's healthcare. And so that grew over time. I think we're up to close to $29 million in given to Nationwide Children, and we're making leaps and bounds now. I mean, every year we go up by another $3 or $3.5 million. And that's just, we don't end there. So we have other charities. We have over 100 charities that will support in one way or another. Some very small and donating tickets. Others like the Lions Club or the Shriners, where they're out here helping us with certain aspects of the tournament, and we're making a contribution to their organization. It's a thread that we have to continue because they deliver, they being charities, Nationwide Children's and some of these other charities, deliver us over 3,000 volunteers that are critical to our success. And we recognize that volunteerism through making contributions back to the organization.
Incredible story. And I have to say, I am loving the Jack's Place branding this year all around town. I think a lot of people are, because this is really all about the living legacy of legend Jack Nicklaus. Do you have any favorite Jack stories you want to share with our listeners?
Jack stories. There's plenty of them out there. Jack, he loves quality and he loves doing it right. And he will spend hours making sure that we do it right. So I have plenty of stories where I may not have done something, or we may not have done something that was in his in his eye, but he's always tactical in communicating, and we're able to take a look at it, and more often than not, he's right, and we go and make the changes to it.
I've heard urban legends where he would plant a tree overnight because of some rowdy.
There's been a few of those along the way.
Okay, yeah. So that's true.
Yeah. And more recently, he was talking about when he won his tournament, this tournament in 1978, where he was not only playing, but he was going around picking up trash and picking up cigarette butts and kind of keeping the place clean while he was winning the golf tournament, which is pretty cool to see.
As Lindsay mentioned, this event is really about so much more than golf in Dublin and in the Central Ohio region. Can you talk about some of the other highlights and experiences people can enjoy this year?
Early week. So we have a junior clinic. That's a little bit of golf, but junior clinic over at the Safari Golf Course on Tuesday night. It'd be great to have a couple tour players over there. All the kids and family welcome. Great night. As long as the weather always holds out every year. We have this partnership that we've created with Crawford Hoyne over at Bridge Park in the Four Fest that will happen on Friday and Saturday of tournament, with live music in the streets and people just enjoying the atmosphere that has been created in that space. We have our benefit concert on Thursday night with Eric Church. That's been so successful, completely sold out. Going to raise a lot of funds for Nationwide Children's Hospital, and really excited to have that concert during tournament week. And we have a 4-miler, which is Thursday night, tomorrow night, and that brings thousands of people out to take a little 4-mile run and celebrate that the tournament's on its way here. So that's just a few of the items that we have planned for the coming days.
I like that he said little 4-miler. So yeah. Are you a runner as well?
I used to be. Now I'm just old and tired. I can't get it.
I think anything over a 5K seems like a lot. Yeah. And I know a lot of people are excited about the bogey, the party returning to the bogey this year.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So bogey will be open for 5 days, Wednesday through Sunday. And same bands as last year. And same hours. So I don't get over the bogey because there's too much going on here.
A little too much going
but
on.
But I see pictures and I think it's a great addition to the memorial legacy and history that we have this place that people just thrive. And I have 4 kids all in their 20s. And a couple of them said to me, Dad, I'm not coming to the memorial unless the bogey's open.
So that's how it happened.
I said, well, good news.
Make it happen.
Right. Oh, well, the Dublin residents are very excited about that. So, well, we keep saying it's not all about the golf, but it certainly is kind of about the golf. So can you talk a little bit about this year's field?
Yeah, it's coming together really well. We're fortunate. We have a golf course that the players love to play. We have a time of year when the players want to be playing at their best. We have a host and founder that players want to be around at all times. And we think we put on a pretty good golf tournament. So that's a nice combination of players having an interest to come here. So we're excited to see Colin Morikawa come back and mm-hmm. Rory McIlroy and John Rahm and our past 2-time winner now and Patrick Cantlay, Bryson DeChambeau, who has won here a few years ago, Hideki Matsuyama. We're really fortunate to have players who are some of the most skilled in the game winning this golf tournament year after year. And that's a testament to everything that Jack created and the fact that these guys can't win unless they're here. And right. So they want to come, they want to be a part of it, and we're fortunate to have that.
I mean, it might be too early to ask, but any predictions on who will take home the trophy?
You know what? The guys who have won the last couple of years are really good players, and they have been playing very well. So I wouldn't take your eye off of John Rahm or Patrick Cantlay. Okay. They are the top of the game, and they love this golf course. It sets up really for really well for them. And I think there's a pretty, probably two pretty good favorites right there.
There you go. A little analysis for us.
Nice. Well, Dan, before we let you go, we're going to do a little link ahead tradition here we call rapid fire.
There we go. All right.
So, we ask questions and you just answer.
All right. Ready for this?
Yeah.
What is your all-time favorite Memorial tournament memory?
Oh, wow. Is it one word?
it could be multiple words.
Bryson DeChambeau's win a couple years ago because of his reaction. I wish every player would react the way he did because I'd get my camera moment that we could put up on billboards.
There you go.
That's it. Right. That is it.
That's right. What it's all about. Okay. Assuming you've played the tournament course, what was your best round?
I've shot one round of 71 here in my life.
Oh, okay.
And that was probably 25 years ago.
More recently,
last year I did shoot a 76 out here in the new redesign. So I felt pretty good about that.
Well done.
Wow. Yeah. Best round of golf ever.
And then I, proceeded the next week to shoot like 89. So, best round of golf ever. It was a 69. So it was 3 under and at a golf course here in town called the Golf Club.
All right. Best spot on the course to watch the tournament.
14 for sure. And because you have a great hole in the par 4 that's drivable. And so it's either feast or famine. Plus you have the ability to get to concessions very quick. Restrooms are really
quick. Oh, man, so important.
Yeah, and it's convenient right in the middle of the golf course. A lot of action. And to me, it's the Grand Central Station of this golf course. Everyone flows through 14, 15, 18. And if you want to see somebody, go out there, spend 10 minutes, you're going to find them.
Thing you're most excited about this year?
Just everyone back without limitation. And I also look at the long range forecast, and that makes me pretty excited too. Looks warm and sunny, hopefully.
Oh, all right. He's already, of course, he's looked ahead.
Yeah.
All right. Favorite Memorial Tournament tradition?
I'm going to go with the milkshake. It is something that outlives anything that we do here. I mean, literally, we could have a $50 million purse, and they'd still say, I got to get a milkshake. Right? I mean, it is truly amazing, and people come far and wide for them. And it's great the way the club has kind of held it tight and that it's for players. And it's really, it's a nice thing. It's something that everyone brings up in conversation when I'm out on the road.
They really do. And I have to say the only reason I've been able to try one is because I have friends in the police department.
Yeah. Right.
And so they bring one time.
Yeah. We got to make sure the police are all right. So we give them a few. the week.
How about one thing you dread every year?
Rain, yeah, for sure.
Kind there's of no, that answer is coming.
Wait, he took my last question.
Yeah.
How about this? Is it going to rain this year?
No, it's not. It's not. What it does is like, you just think about it. We spend all year, and that's not just us, the staff, but it's volunteers. It's everyone who's involved in this tournament. And then it can come in and just ruin everything. And it has over and over again. It's what we have to live with because of where we are within this world and the time of year. But when it's right, it's incredible. And people are resilient. Once the rain comes through, they come right back out.
Right. Well, and you said it. The forecast is looking good for this week.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. I'm going to put in a plug to Wendy's, home here in Dublin, Ohio. They're going to be providing Frosties to our caddies and our media this year.
Well, there you go.
So we may not be making milkshakes, but they're going to get a Wendy's Frosty, which is
everybody
right
loves
on par.
Frosties. Yeah, on par.
Yeah.
All right. Well, nicely done. Dan Sullivan, Executive Director of the Memorial Tournament presented by Workday. Thank you so much for joining us.
I really appreciate it, guys. It's great.
And you can find more information about the Memorial Tournament at thememorialtournament.com.
Thank you for taking time to connect with your city. Tune in next time as we continue to explore the many personalities and experiences that make Dublin a thriving place to live, work, and grow.